This is New England Public Radio News. It's opening day for the Boston Red Sox. Fans will head to Fenway for the 2 o'clock start against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Commentator Martha Ackman says one of baseball's greatest fans was a player you've probably never heard of.
Every spring, when the days grew warmer, Tony Stone would go nuts. It was like a drug, Tony said. When the bats started popping, I'd go crazy. By the way, that's Tony with an I. That's right, a woman. Tony Stone was baseball's female, Jackie Robinson. She was the first woman to play professional baseball in the old Negro League of the 1950s. When a young Henry Aaron moved from the Indianapolis Clowns to the majors, Stone replaced him. She played against Willie Mays, Satchel Paige, Buck O'Neill, and at one point in the 1953 season, batted fourth in the league behind Ernie Banks. She got her start in a curious way. After Robinson integrated baseball, the Negro Leagues lost its fan base, and club owners looked for ways to increase attendance. That's when the Clowns signed Stone, a sensation playing semi-pro ball. Tony did not disappoint, and fans turned out. She was scrappy, quick on the base paths, and a fierce second baseman. Once, when the Clown's third baseman grabbed a hot line drive, he fired to Stone for the double play. The ball tore through the webbing of her glove and knocked her out cold. After several minutes on the ground, with coaches pouring water on her face, Stone shook daylight back into her head. "Let's play," she said as she popped up and wove her glove back together. Stone played one season for the Clowns before being traded to the legendary Kansas City Monarchs. There, she sat on the bench most of the time, with a coach who begrudged her and players who often sabotaged her play. It was hell, Tony said. By 1955, the Negro League had run out of steam, and Tony Stone returned home to Oakland. Not playing baseball hurt so bad, she said, I damn near had a heart attack. She died in 1996. Looking back on her playing days, Tony Stone knew she had been part of a publicity stunt to bring fans through the gates. But she also realized, when life hands you one imperfect chance to live your dream, you take it. She always had the same answer when reporters asked what she liked best about baseball. Her eyes would gleam, her voice grew lively. Throwing a ball around in infield practice, Tony would say, it's beautiful if it's played right.
Martha Ackman is the author of Curveball, the remarkable story of Tony Stone, first woman to play professional baseball in the Negro League. She lives in Leverett, Massachusetts.